Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday. Listen, you know, I know everybody says it's Taco Tuesday. Listen, honey, I eat tacos so much, so I'm not calling this Taco Tuesday, baby. You know what kind of Tuesday this is. It is tasty, get down, and twist and shout Tuesday up in here on today. Let me tell you something. Get my drinks ready. I got to have my gum around. Do I have to say this every single time? Listen. Listen, you people. It is Tuesday on today. So much excitement and electricity around here. I got a sexy guy that's standing right next to me on today. Oh, my God. Please don't touch me while I'm doing my show. Please don't touch me. Oh, he's tickling my toes, people. He's tickling my toes. Listen, please sit down, honey. Sit down, Geraldo. Listen. Let me tell you guys something. Independent artist Flamingo Cartel and DJ Toro is on today. On today. Yes, and I am telling you the song is super bad hot. It is super bad hot on today. Listen, you guys, it is October the 4th, 2022, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got pushed up to the ATL, to the home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Come on, Patati. Yes, indeed. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Please visit us online at GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. Listen. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Yeah, baby. I got some hot stuff on today. Listen, you listen to the right show on today. It is Tuesday, baby. Don't get down with independent artists Flamingo Cartel and DJ Toro. An independent artist, Gambit, listen. Who going to be listening to your music on today? Come on up in here. Come on.
Hey.
You know, it's the spirit of Don Cornelius up in here. Listen, just in case if you don't know who Don Cornelius is, he's a man. He's the man behind the power and the push and the almighty train. Listen. Let me tell y'all something. It is super bad on today. Independent artist Flamingo Cartel and DJ Toro is up in the house on today, and independent artist Gambit. Listen, I got some fight hot music on today. Listen, I got some millionaire music. Y'all know I've been talking about millionaire music for a good little while now. Now, listen, y'all got to believe. What's the matter with y'all? Y'all wake up and shake yourself up. Wake up and shake yourself up. Listen, let me throw it down on you. Listen, it is Flamingo Cartel. He's a Polish DJ and music producer with more than 18 years experience. His main style is disco, 80s, funk, and everything with groove. Y'all gonna find that out in just 1 minute because I love this song, what he got up in here on today, okay? That's why I'm on fire. So listen, DJ Toro is a DJ from Japan. J-Wave, radio presenter with Flamingo Cartel, makes great collaborations. Y'all gonna find out some. Listen something. Y'all know what? Fat meat is greasy. Fat meat is greasy. Did y'all know fat meat is greasy? Listen, y'all stop laughing at me. Stop laughing at me. Now, listen, the old folks understand what I'm saying. Y'all know mama always got life lessons on everything. So listen, fat meat is greasy. Just in case you don't understand fat meat, what that means, it means that the meat is greasy, right? If you don't believe fat meat is greasy, all you got to do is look at it. Touch it, you'll see that it's greasy. Now, what does that really mean? In essence, in real life, things that is what you can't see is really real, and what you do see is real too. So, listen, fat meat is greasy, honey. I've been talking. Listen, let me bring this point home before I play this song. I've been talking about millionaire music. Been talking about multi streams of income because mama believe in multi level. Where am I getting this multi level from? Oh my goodness, there's something else coming around. Listen, mama believes in multi streams of income. Mama don't believe in living on no one paycheck. Don't believe it. Never have. Never will. You know what? And see, y'all know something. Let me play this song because I'm about to get into a governmental political thing when it comes to people living on paychecks on the government. Y'all know what I'm talking about up in here. Now listen, y'all remember the days when it was public aid, still public aid, but way back in the day, public aid, and what was that other government assistance or general assistance, whatever. Listen, I'm trying to do something about that mentality. I'm trying to change the mentality of a whole lot of folks because you ain't got to live on just one paycheck around here. Oh, geez, let me play this song. Have mercy, Lord. I'm going in a whole different direction. But you know what? I'm geared and stirred by a whole lot of different things. And y'all going to understand what I'm talking about in just 1 second because I got some hot folks that always come around. If you see my network, celebrities and superstars. And one showed up today that's bigger than life itself, bigger than Michael Jackson. I ain't going to tell y'all who he is because I'm getting ready to do something with him in a minute. Now, listen, I want y'all to understand multi-millionaire music is for real. Okay? Now, listen, if you don't believe your song is good enough or well enough to create streams of income, y'all need to go do something else. I get so many talented people, and so the reason why I'm really fired up, I get so many talented people that come around the network. Now, Omalani, y'all heard me talk about Omalani. She's doing her thing. She's blowing up bigger than life. She done did her thing with the New York Fashion Week, and she sang on Broadway. I'm telling you, this network has skyrocketed her like never before. Do you hear me up in here? Listen, let me play this song because I'm telling you, I love this song. Flamingo Cartel featuring King Marino. Y'all better check this out up in here. Take a listen.
Yeah. Okay now. Who came to party? Ladies, who came to party one time? Fellas, let's go. Let's go. Okay. Let's go. In the air, if you came to have a good time. Me, I came here to get down. I came to party, not stand up on the wall. And grew with some honeys, later see who I'ma call. You doing good, baby, shake it like that. Twerk it on me, drop it low and bring it back. The way you moving, I'm just trying to speak with you. Bartender, get her what she had times too. If you came to have a good time, get your back off the wall, go ahead and get down. If you came to have a good time, on the dance floor, it's the place to be right now. If you came to have a good time, say, hey! Ho! Said if you came to have a good time, say hey, say ho!
Cause tonight is the night. Every problem is no worry, and no worries is no problem. We alright, we alright.
tonight we gon' have a lot of fun.
Lot of fun.
And party till the break of dawn. All the problems that we got, we letting go.
Letting go.
Already lit when we step through the door. Hands in the air if you feeling good.
Feeling good.
If you got a dance, show me how you do it.
Yeah.
All we came to do is feel good vibes.
Good vibes.
Kick back, relax, and unwind. So if you came to have a good time, get your back off the wall, go ahead and get down. If you came to have a good time, on the dance floor, it's the place to be right now. If you came to have a good time, say, hey, ho. Said if you came to have a good time, say, hey, say, ho.
Who came to party? Ladies, who came to party one time? Fellas, okay, okay now.
Say
hey, ho, hey, ho.
Well, that song is a chart topper indeed. I'm talking about iTunes chart topper, top 40 Billboard. That song is hot. That is Flamingo Cartel featuring King Marino. Listen, it is real up in here on today. The Fat Meat is Greasy on today. I'm talking about that song, Fat Meat is Greasy. You just heard it. Listen, that song is sizzling hot, baby. Listen, he can go whatever direction he wants to go with what that song is hot. When I first heard it, I was like, oh, this song has a feel to it. Like, what's his name? What was his name that slapped that boy on that stage? Yeah, oh, yeah, Will Smith. Will Smith. Now, y'all know I'm just, I know Will Smith. But listen. It really does. It reminds you of Will Smith flavor. You remember the song Miami? I'm going to Miami, Miami. It also reminds me of Getting Jiggy With. So listen, it got that feel. It got that flavor to it. It's hot. It's saucy. It's a chart topper. Can I tell you? That song is blow up city. You ain't even got to think about it, honey. It's got a bad, banging, catchy beat. Yes, it does. And it's like you can get your party. Listen, you can get your party on in Miami. Y'all know I love me some Miami, right? So listen, you can get your party on in Miami with your flamingo drinks and everything. I am telling you what's true. Get your gumbo rum. I got plenty of gumbo rum. So listen, I can ship you some gumbo rum. If you need the rum, honey, mama's got it. Everybody loves my gumbo rum, the vanilla and the coconut. So listen, that song is so bad. It's so hot. It is hot, hot. Once again, it's Flamingo Cartel, a Polish DJ and music producer from with 18 years experience. So listen, they know a little something about me. It's like, okay, yeah, I got some more music that's coming up by independent artist Gambit. Listen, and let me tell you a little bit about Gambit. He's an alternative hip-hop artist who uses a unique delivery and explores a plethora of topics, mental health, his faith, having fun, etc. Gambit is a Christian, but he prefers his music to be considered hip-hop, choosing instead to bond with fans in person and share his faith that way. He recently released his first major album, Up, and it was able to feature some well-known artists from across the hip-hop genre. His dream is to be heard by many. I'm going to give y'all a little secret in a minute. So listen, his dream is to be heard by many, as his diverse style and intricate lyrics are meant to be savored and shared with family, friends, and everyone in between. He's also a huge geek. He loves Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, video games. He likes chicken tenders. So listen. Let me tell y'all something about celebrities and superstars. People have the wrong idea when it comes to celebrities. And listen, I have always lived my life this way. Celebrities are people just like you and me. And see, people, they get don't put them on a pedestal. Listen, they do not want to put on pedestals, and most of them, they don't. Of course, they got some of them have these egos larger in life. But listen, I've always been a but for many, many years, I am accustomed to speaking with celebrities just like they're regular person, because they are. They're regular people. They just got more money than other people. Okay, that's the only difference. It's just their money. So listen. You know, when you fine tune your energy, when you fine tune, and I'm saying this because independent artist Gavin has worked with a lot of people across the globe and superstars and high profile artists. When you fine tune your frequency, I'm gonna tell you how to bring in people into your space. See, this is how you bring in people into your space that you want to work with. As for instance, celebrities, high profile individuals, artists, fine tune your frequency. Listen, people are not going to come into, you're not going to attract people into your space when you have a mentality to worship them like they're some kind of god or put them up on a pedestal. That ain't going to work. You know, a mom has always been blessed. I'll say been blessed to attract people into my space, people that operate on a different frequency. And see, they understand that. I remember in back in the days when MySpace, talking with different celebrities and just having a great time. So listen, even walking downtown Chicago, running into different people, high-profile people, celebrities, and I did not clobber them. You don't do that. You don't do that. If they want to have a conversation, you have a conversation just like a normal person. Don't treat them like they're something other than a human being. They don't like that. So listen, they don't like that. They don't like it. They don't like it. So listen, most of them, that's really sweet people. Sweet people. That's why I love this one that's been on Blue Bloods. He's so sweet. He's been on Blue Blood for so many different episodes. My God, I didn't mean to give a lesson in this. Alex, he played one of the rough guys on Blue Bloods for so many episodes. He's just the sweetest person. He's the sweetest person. So listen, if you're trying to work with people that's on a different level, if you're an artist and you're trying to work with people that's on a different level, you know, you got to be down to earth. You got to be down to earth. You got to fine-tune your energy, fine-tune your frequency. And when I say frequency, I'm talking about your spirit, okay? All right? So understand it. And you'll see it's going to make a difference in who you are attracting into your space, right? And so they're going to be attracted into your space. And so listen, you got to be open to that. So listen, I got some music I'm going to play by independent artist Gamma. The first one is 2 a.m., baby.
You can do it. You can do it. You're capable of doing too many things. You're smart, and you can.
I can do it. I tell myself that, but my facade is breaking, it's trying to collapse. I tell him I mean well, but I mean well, at least to myself, yeah. Help me out of this mean well, and meanwhile, my senile screen sees me smile, and Snapchat IG posting makes me seem mild. I'm hiding from myself every time that I freestyle. I tried to spit bars, but instead I scream vile. My free trial in rap was a freak misfire. Instead of spitting honestly, I was just misguided. I needed a monastery, instead I was in a glass house, head so full of hot air, surprised I didn't pass out. It's 2 a.m. where I'm at. So sad, kids, I scratched the whole first track just so that I could have this. Anxiety is not a joke, so drop the ropes. I'm drowning in this pool of lost hope. I'm so broke, I'm out.
There's so much you can do with your life, Jordan. Just get out and find someone, talk to someone. It's a beautiful day here, even if it is cloudy.
I'm in an elaborate labyrinth where passive is active, cause half of these actors actually pack blasters instead of baggage. I'm hazardous, cause I can speak the heart like I'm an activist. A bastard to the game hangs like paintings in the Vatican, rather than scrapings off a ladder that a father-son business used while painting new walls for a few dollars. Internal conflicts aside, my mind strives to be better, cause these four walls know that I'm no go-getter. They knew me as the class clown, but look who's laughing now. Hardly understood me while I graduate with cap and gown. Hardly made a difference when I said that I was having doubts. Now I'm stuck with grudges, but you know I'm never backing down. Gambit is the fake, but the fake's gotta stay, cause Jordan isn't wanted in the game when he's away. Running from the fame, cause the fame's gotta wait, and I'll wait till the game lets emotions entertain.
Cause anxiety is not a joke, but now I know, so I'm climbing up the pool of lost hope. I'm so close, anxiety is not a joke, but now I know,
so I'm climbing up the pool of lost hope. I'm so close, I'm out.
And be glad in it.
God will help you get through it. You are able.
Okie dokie. Keep up the good work.
Enjoy the day.
Amen, 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 amen. God will help you to get through it. That is the truth, the truth. You know, I heard him say in the song, anxiety is not a joke. And that is the truth. You know, a lot of people experience anxiety. Did you guys know that, of course, with everything that everyone has been through, of course, we all are experiencing some type of anxiety on some type of level, whether it's just a little bit or a whole lot of bit. Listen, God will help you to get through that. God will help you to get through that. Listen, there's things you can do to manage. Oh, God, now I'm giving a whole different lesson, a different lesson. Listen, there's a lot of things you can do to manage anxiety, right? There's a lot of things you can do to keep yourself calm. You know, I talk about meditation a lot. And since I'm playing this song, 2 a.m. independent artist Gambit, I'm going to play another song, River, in just one moment. There's a lot you can do to manage anxiety. You can take a walk. You know, if you are not doing any exercise, a little exercising and moving around will help. Meditation will help. And, of course, the number one thing that's going to help you immensely is keeping your thoughts on Him above, on God. You know, keep meditating on Him. In the Word of God, read your scripture, prayer, prayer, prayer. I know some people, let me tell you something. Some people, oh, Jesus Christ, some people who've experienced anxiety at a level that most people have never experienced, when you tell them prayer will help, they cannot hear that and they cannot comprehend how prayer is going to help them. Now listen, this is on the real. This is on the real, because I've dealt and talked with a lot of people that have anxiety at really high levels. And so when they're at that point where it has really gotten out of control and maybe they haven't seeked getting any professional help. And I'm talking about way long time ago, way before COVID, way before pandemic, anything like that. And so when I talk to people and you tell them, well, pray, God will help. Their mind cannot grasp that idea because they're so far into depression or so far into anxiety, and they can't even comprehend what you're saying. So at that point, okay, you got to get that person to therapy. So if you know someone that may be reaching out to you, sometimes people reach out to you and you really don't know that they're reaching out to you. Listen, so we all have to pay attention. Pay attention to individuals, what they say, their mannerism, and because sometimes people reach out in a way and you're not really recognizing they're reaching out, and they'll do it in a way that's really subtle. They're wanting help, and they really don't know how to ask for help. And I'm saying this on the strength of the song 2 a.m. So listen, when you are in a conversation with someone and it appears that they're reaching out for help and you may be getting a little signal that maybe this person is needing help, all you can do, what you do to find out if they are, ask a little question. Be subtle. Of course, you're not just going to jump out at them. Be subtle, and, you know, and it's okay. Are you okay today? How was everything? Now, listen, when you're asking those common questions, pay attention to their response. Pay attention to their response. They may say, yeah, I'm okay. But listen, pay attention to their body movements. Pay attention to the blinking eyes, because those are little telltale signs. Pay attention to all those little, I didn't mean to go this way, but listen, maybe somebody out there needs this. Maybe somebody needs this, and maybe they're trying to figure out how to help someone. Okay? So listen, next song that's coming up is called River, River, River. And the blinking of the eye is a real thing. That is a real telltale sign. When a person experiencing a lot of anxiety, they may be saying out of their mouth that they're okay, but their body will tell you something different. And so when you see that, you know to keep having conversation. You can help them to be calm and to get relieve them a little bit by continue to talk, have conversation with them until you can get to a place where you feel comfortable enough to really go a little bit deeper into the conversation. Okay? So listen, this song is called River, River, River.
He's my pocket. There we go.
Yeah. When I get the chance, will it go right? When I get the chance, will it go right? When I get the chance, will it go right? When I get the chance, yeah. And I want peace, peace like a river. I wanna get down, ghost riding in a phantom. I wanna hold your hand till you know it's all better. I wanna hold your hand till you know it's all better. If you want peace, peace like a river, and you don't really care about the rental rolls phantom. You wanna hold my hand, but you know it ain't better. Yeah, you wanna hold my hand, but you know it ain't better. And I have
so many questions,
together. I'm stuck inside my head, now I'm burning like a fever, and the flames are getting higher, so I know I gotta leave her. I said I'm sorry, baby, but you know I can't change. I wanna see what happens when we go our different ways. I know I've got a bad track on everything I said. When I get another chance, baby, please just let me stay.
That is river, river, river. You know, peace like a river. There is nothing like having peace. You know what I'm saying? Peace is going to keep you focused. It's going to keep you centered. And listen, the more peace you have, the more calm you will. You know, when things happen in our life, unexpected. Now, this is the key thing. This is the way you stay calm. A lot of people says, why in the world people stay calm? They got so much going on. How in the world are they not being affected? Listen, the peace of God first and foremost. When you have the peace of God, when you are centered in God, when you are really centered in Him, centered in peace, that is going to keep you focused, going to keep you anchored. That is your anchor. You know, that's your number one anchor when you are focused on Him and you're centered in God, because He's going to keep you anchored no matter what comes along. And I'm going to tell you something. When you're anchored in God and you have peace, listen, the tree could fall on top of your head. Right? Now, listen, this is the way peace works. A tree could fall, old tree could fall on the top of your head. And, of course, that's going to be very, very traumatic, right? And this is what happened. Your natural body, of course, reacts to what's going on to you and around you. You're going to get petrified, you know, about 2 or 3 seconds or whatever. You're going to get unnerved and unrattled, because it happens to everybody, no matter how much you are anchored in God. That's going to happen. You're going to feel that in your body. The element or the environment of what's going on to you, your body's going to respond. You know, and then after that passes, you're going to calm down. You're going to focus on God, because your spirituality is going to take over. You're going to stay calm. You're going to stay focused. You're going to stay anchored in God. So listen, that's why when things happen suddenly, when you get the, and we all get the suddenlies when things happen, that's really terrible. Maybe somebody got sick, something happened. And, of course, your natural human body responds to that. Okay, your cry or whatever happens. But then, you know, your focus and you're being anchored, it comes to you. You calm down. You calm yourself down. And you readjust yourself and you get realigned and you focus back on God. That's how you do it. That's how peace works. That's how peace works. So it doesn't mean that you're not going to feel what's going on, because we're human. You are going to feel what is going on in your world when things throw you topsy-turvy. But you got God right there, and you're holding on to Him, and He's holding on to you. You've got the Word of God, and it's going to re-anchor you. You're going to be able to come on back in, you know, get your faith readjusted, and everything's going to be okay. So listen, next song I have coming up is called Up, U-P, Up. This is Up, independent artist, Gambit.
Now it's all up from here, yeah. No matter where you've been, no matter where you'll be at, and I hope and I pray we'll get through it together. No matter where you've been, no matter where you'll be at. Now it's up, yeah, it's the only way to go. I've had some time to clear my mind and I don't even smoke, but I'm elevated, I'm highly rated, my eyes faded. I'm not ashamed to admit I cry daily, I pray daily. Well, at least I try to, but my mind doesn't seem to function properly as I do. I know I didn't hit the proverbial bottom, cause if I did, then my body would surely be rotten. But instead I've manifested this panoramic view of the countryside outside of my mind's stagnant pool. Now it's who am I? But I responded, who are you? When I'm looking in the mirror, ignoring the other room with my scar.
You can rush, okay.
With my closet full of skeletons, hell if I even knew why anxiety is gripping every thought that I have. Now I'm back in the lab, writing this all in the pad, and I'm wondering if this the best song I ever had. Now it's all up from here, yeah. No matter where you've been, no matter where you'll be at, and I hope and I pray we'll get through it together. No matter where you've been,
from here, yeah. No matter where you've been, no matter where you'll be at, and I hope and I pray we'll get through this together. No matter where you've been, no matter where you'll be at.
Best of luck, pal. I just make my haters mad cause I'm up now. Both arms in the air like a touchdown. Bust out on the stage yelling, what now? Wow, my life changed. Hot lanes, you can't make it to this price range. So just sold for the fame, think it's quite strange. In Brooklyn, ballin' like the Nets, call me Mike James. Yeah, of course I write flames. Haters think they see the vision, now the sight change. See you, can join the hype train. Foxy gang on the path to the Hall of Fame. Hard to trust when y'all the same. When you get a little rain, they try to call the game. But the plan never changed. Even through the pain, I'ma still remain.
Now it's all up from here, yeah. No matter where you've been, no matter where you'll be at, and I hope and I pray we'll get through it together. No matter where you've been, no matter where you'll be at, now it's all up from here, yeah. No matter where you've been, no matter where you'll be at, and I hope and I pray we'll get through it together. No matter where you've been, no matter where.
We need now is collective healing. Separate from being successful in your endeavors, it's time to check what you're feeling, then accept what you're seeing. But give an exception, a misdirection is thrown from any negative being. I'm believing in potential of the human spirit, that we're resilient far beyond whatever we're appearing. A wise man said once that God gave us power, love, and a sound mind, so if I slept, I shouldn't fear it. Yo, but I've been wandering through the wilderness a while, but while within the wild, there's a stillness I found. Wow, wisdom resounds when you step out of the system. I found that I was wound up with privilege and proud, but as for now, I'm in it for the down and out. My 9-to-5 is fighting sin, it's my shift to push in. Now why you think they call us fishers of men? I ain't a killer, I cast my rod, wait and let the fishing pole bend. And
now it's all up from here, yeah. No matter where you've been, no matter where you'll be at, and I hope and I pray we'll get through it together. No matter where you've been, no matter where you'll be at, now it's all up from here, yeah. No matter where you've been, no matter where you'll be at, and I hope and I pray we'll get through.
Yes, indeed, that is up, 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 up. UP, independent artists, again, let me tell y'all something. Every song they put out is hot, clean, professional. It is mixed and mastered really great. The engineer is awesome. You can tell, you know, I was talking the other day, and I've got to get on out of here. I'm going to say this, then I got to go because I'm out of time, y'all. So listen, it makes a difference who you're working with. You know, and of course, that's common, and everybody knows that. If you're working with someone with a lot of experience, if you're working with artists that have been in the business for years and they are used to working with some of the best in the business, and of course, all that talent and experience is getting poured into your music. So listen, make a decision. Make a decision today. Why are you in music? You know, I find myself keep asking this question because I come across so many different artists that's putting out music, and it's for the God life of me, they're not going anywhere. Some people have great music, and I'm like, why are you doing this? And some people make songs and music just for their girlfriend, and I understand that. That's really sweet. That's really sweet. But why are you making music to make a difference? That is my purpose. My purpose is to make a difference. My mind is global. I have a global mind. My mind is just not set in the United States. It's global. I'm a global person. I love culture. I love making a difference everywhere. So listen, why are you making music? Answer this question if you're an independent artist and you're making music. Why are you making music? We all make music because we love it. That's a given. We all love music, but are you making music to try to make a difference in somebody else's life? Some people have a mission. I've seen artists have a mission to help people that have mental illness, and that is fantastic. If you notice, if you connect your music with a mission, right, and a vision, you will get a lot faster, a lot quicker. Because if you're just out there trying to make the dollar, honey, you got the wrong thing in mind. And when I talk about millionaire music, that is a real thing, but that is not the only thing. It is connected to a reason and a purpose and a vision. It is to change the world one person at a time. So listen, when you connect yourself with community organization, not-for-profit organizations, trying to make a difference in someone's life, you know, and I always use myself as an example. My thing is homeless people. You know, when you see a homeless person, it goes deep for me. When I see that person, I want to help them right there in the spot. I'm not waiting for it tomorrow. Whatever I can do right then, I'm going to do that right then. I'm not waiting for it tomorrow. tomorrow because they may not be there in that same spot tomorrow. So you got to do it. If they need something to eat, get it right then on the spot. That's just what I do. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a phone call blast, but I get to come back later on today and do what? Do it all over again, baby. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.